by our chaplain, Reverend Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious God, King of the universe, today we remember the Christian celebration of the Epiphany and the variety of ways you have made yourself known throughout this planet. You have manifested your presence so all may come to know you, and in so doing, you have taught us your will for us to follow and the requirements we are to fulfill. Watch over us as we travel to be with loved ones this day, and may we be found in your house of prayer, giving you thanks and praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenee, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th, Senator from the 2nd, Senator from Jefferson. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 96th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session. First day, Wednesday, January 5th, 2011. The Senate was called to order at 12 noon by Lieutenant Governor Peter.
The Senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully
you
read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the 1st. Senator, we are on the order of business of resolutions, and I'm about to call concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Senator, care to explain your resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This resolution would reject the Salary Commission's recommendation to the General Assembly. I think in this time, in our budget times that we're addressing, this is not a time to be raising salaries, especially the salaries of our judges. So. Those in the body will find that in that recommendation, there was no recommendation for an increase of salary to the General Assembly, but there was to our judges. And again, with what we're going to be facing with our budget, I think that it is incumbent upon us to be good stewards of the people's money and reject this recommendation. Thank you, Mr. President.
That resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Mr. President, if I could explain the concurrent
Please
resolution.
Please explain it, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the members You will receive a copy of this. We will distribute it from our office with an explanation. This concurrent resolution takes the organization known as OA, Office of Administration, and tells the Office of Administration that they can seek office space elsewhere in this Capitol. Make no mistakes about it, members of the General Assembly. As we went around and saw our colleagues in the House, we need space for the legislative branch, and that's the primary driver behind this. But I would not be being completely truthful with this body if I did not tell you that since last session, when we passed legislation that allowed access for legislators to the Capitol Dome in this Capitol, that OA has thwarted in every way, in every ridiculous standard, the ability to make sure that when school groups and students come up here, that they have meaningful access to this beautiful building. So my response to OA is, get out. And I look very much forward to moving this piece of legislation out. You will get the explanation of it very quickly in this session. Because if we have an Office of Administration that is that arrogant and that obtuse to this body in this Senate and the rule of law that is passed, I don't want them anywhere near this august body of the Missouri Senate or this capital of the General Assembly. And we'll do everything in my power to limit their budget, zero it out, kick them out of this building as long as they continue this ridiculous stance in positions that they have done. Thank you, Mr. President.
The resolution, the concurrent resolution, shall be printed in the journal. Senator from second.
Can I inquire the senator from Cape?
Does the senator from Cape Girardeau yield?
I yield.
Yield, you may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. I will gladly help you in your effort if you promise to use the word obtuse every
obtuse.
Day in,
absolutely.
In your debates.
I
just,
obtuse.
That's a word that's not used very much, and it just it's kind of like plethora.
Yeah, as the senator from the 23rd says, it was used very, very accurately in Shawshank Redemption.
That's when you said that. That's the first
exactly.
thing I thought of. How
yeah.
obtuse.
Exactly.
Now, if you don't use it, are you going
to
be thrown in the hole?
Say again?
If you don't use it, are you going to be thrown in the hole?
No, I'm looking at throwing OA in a hole.
Okay.
So I'm not going anywhere, Senator.
Okay, that's
so. Great. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Thank you for this obtuse.
And actually, Senator, I think it's important for those that have just joined us. We passed that law 21 times. I had the ability and was thankful with your support and the support of our colleagues last year. That little provision passed 21 times attached to other pieces of legislation.
Concurrent resolution, Senator from 12th.
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Cape.
Senator,
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, you actually bring up an interesting point. As you know, I have some good government initiatives around the Department of Natural Resources for this upcoming session. But the underlying point here that you're trying to make, which I think this body needs to think deeply about because I think it's a growing problem with term limits, is the executive branch believing they no longer have to listen to the legislative branch. And every year that I've been here, that problem has gotten worse. It's always existed, but it's worse than I've ever seen it before. And we have two hammers, the appropriations process and the gubernatorial appointments process. And if we don't start using those to make sure that everyone has the appropriate checks and balances, I think we have substantial problems for the future of the state. And it goes way beyond the 34 members that stand in this body today. This is I think where we are today, and it's because of term limits. The days of people being here for 20 and 30 years are never going to happen again in this state. But there has to be a check and balance, and we have failed to do that in the past. And I look forward to figuring out what that appropriate process and mechanism is and working with you to make that happen.
I appreciate that and concur wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Senator from Clay.
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 12th.
The senator from 12th yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I couldn't agree with you more, but I need to ask you just one question. There is one thing that I think you left out, and I'm not sure if you remember what it is or not. But we've got this joint committee called the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules at House and Senate members. That is a third prong, and I don't know if the body remembers because there were so many things going on yesterday, but I actually had to file a concurrent resolution that will do just that. It will hold the bureaucracy accountable on a particular issue that Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate members, determined that the bureaucracy had gone too far and had not given effect to the correct, to the statute. And so now that we're kind of in an odd situation where we've got just about everybody here in the Senate actually on the floor, I just wanted to raise that because you and I will be talking about that in the near future, and I look forward to having your help on getting that concurrent resolution passed.
Senator, I did forget Jay Carr, and I think it's vitally important because what I think has happened, and I've never been on Jay Carr, so you will have to tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, but my belief, and I remember it from the late Richard Byrd telling us these stories, where these departments would come in and literally drop thousands of pages of rules and recommendations on the desk and want an immediate answer on do you accept it or do you not. And the stuff that they would bury in the regulatory, the administrative process could be at times horrible.
Well, Senator, I will take even a little bit further back than that to the days of, I'm not 100% sure if I can say the last name or not, but some very astute Democrat senators, as well as representatives, that wrestled down a governor of their own administration, their own party, so that we could give effect to the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, because all of us then in the 90s saw that there was, well, they were just running away. What we could not pass and would not pass here on the floor of the Missouri Senate or the Missouri House, they were attempting to pass in the bureaucracy by rule. We can't let that happen, or there's no sense in letting us have a House and a Senate anymore. Right. We've given away our constitutional responsibility the day that we fail to support what's going on in that committee.
Senator, I think you're right. I look forward to, first of all, I need to learn more about JCAR and how it works. I know the issue that you're talking about. I think the argument that you have put forward is a very valid one, and I look forward to working with you to see if we can get that resolved and move that through the process.
Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the inquiry.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to science and innovation.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 80, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the extension of the sunset provision of the Missouri RX prescription drug program.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from Johnson.
Offered written on that one.
You don't write offered on those.
Oh, that's right.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 81, offered by Senator Pierce, an act relating to fine arts education.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 82, offered by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the transfer of property by state universities.
Senator, read the third bill.
Senate Bill 83, offered by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the sale of deficiency waiver addendums and other similar products in certain loan transactions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the fifth.
I have bills. One bill that needs to come forward.
Okay. One bill? How many?
Yes. Thank you.
Senator, how many bills did you say you had?
Just one.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 84, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to elections.
Senator.
just deals with those persons who will be doing voter registration applications and their activities, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send it forward. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 85, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the service of warrants in this state by agents of the federal government.
Mr. President, what this bill would accomplish, it would change Missouri's statute so that when a federal agent came into the state of Missouri to issue a warrant, they would have to first go to that county's sheriff and establish that they're going to be serving a warrant in that county with the chief law enforcement agent of that county. Thank
read,
you, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 86, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to certificate of need.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would repeal the certificate of need in the state of Missouri. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 87, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to unlawful use of weapons.
Senator.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, would you inquire the Secretary if we have messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask the reading be waived and the message printed in the journal.
We do have a message. It is a gubernatorial appointment. It shall be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, next order of business will be resolutions.
Resolutions.
I ask you to recognize Senator from the 27th.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Resolution number 10 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolution be adopted. This is the resolution that delineates all the different committees that will be in standing committees that will be in existence here in the Missouri Senate. It also outlines the number of members. And just for your information, Rule 26 requires the dictates that basically the ratio of number of Republicans and Democrats on the committees, and we have followed that ratio. Let me point out to the members that there are some changes. Number one, the Ways and Means Committee has been moved over into the Committee of Fiscal Oversight. So Fiscal Oversight will now be Fiscal Oversight / Ways and Means. I believe that's a good place for the Ways and Means Committee's functions and responsibilities, dealing with taxation issues mostly, and that will fit well into fiscal oversight. We also have split government accountability and fiscal oversight. We're going to create in this resolution a freestanding committee of government accountability. And we believe that is important, as this committee will be given the responsibility to delve into the operations of state government from an efficiency and accountability standpoint. Probably most of you members are aware that there was a contract that was granted by the Department of Economic Development to a gentleman in Cape Girardeau County that was later found out to be a felon. And the Department of Economic Development had approved some funding for a project that he was going to undertake there in Cape Girardeau, and that was found out. And so This is the type of thing that we want the Governmental Accountability Committee to look in and to delve into. It's not only Department of Economic Development, but all of state government, all the departments and the different divisions of state government. I believe this will be a very important committee and will carry out a function that has been needed by this body for a number of years. As you look, you will find that the committee on Veterans Affairs, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, we've added to it a responsibility, actually a new title called Emerging Issues. That will be added on to that committee. As we all, I think, can agree, with technology, new technology coming out each and every day, and new issues that are on the cutting edge of new technology, this committee can take up those types of issues and have some thorough and very in-depth debate and help direct this body and this state on how we implement that new technology and how it needs to be monitored. And so I think all these changes are very, very responsible changes, changes that need to be made. And with that, I move for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 10 and are open for questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from the 11th.
May I inquire of the senator from Stoddard?
Senator from Stoddard, yield?
Certainly.
You yield, you may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, you and I have met about this, just for the members' benefit. The rules require that we use percentages, and you've followed those. Just as a point of clarity, in the actual resolution on beginning on page four, the part that is being bracketed out and then the new language is just the adjustment you're making on fiscal oversight and government accountability, correct?
That is correct.
You're just, while they might see a whole bunch being bracketed out, you're replacing it because you're redefining to adjust to create those two. What used to be one committee is now sort of a hybrid two.
It is, and why we, one other reason why we put ways and means with fiscal oversight is we didn't want to create more committees here in the Senate which generate more cost, as the members understand. Under our economic and financial condition, we don't need to create more spending while we're looking at reducing other state departments and divisions of government. And so I think it dovetails nicely with fiscal oversight, also the responsibilities of Ways and Means, which, you know, could take up an issue such as fair tax, or maybe even tax credit reform would fit very nicely in the responsibilities of that committee.
And then, Senator, on page two, I'm not sure if this is in the current title. I don't have but under Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues,
yes.
That currently in the title?
No. Okay. Emerging Issues is a new title that we added to that committee. We just believe that in the future and even in this year that we'll see issues that are fairly new, dealing with new technologies in a whole array of different industries and businesses and state government. And so this will allow this committee a little greater scope of responsibility and mission. And we think it's important in today's age where technology changes so quickly to have a committee that can deal with emerging issues.
So emerging issues would not necessarily be, could be, but is not less limited to pensions and the other matters the committee normally
does. No, it would broaden the scope. You know, they may want to, I don't know, they might want to talk about nuclear energy. I don't know, just a whole array of issues that may come up.
Okay. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Stoddard to adopt the resolution? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close, Mr.
Senator
President.
Senator Reduce's motion on adoption of the resolution. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lampion, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the 8th.
What?
Senator from 13th. Yes. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have agreed to and adopted the resolution. Senator from the 7th.
I seek unanimous consent for an introduction of special.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As many of us heard yesterday, the senator from Christian and the senator from the 2nd District announced their weddings during December, and it turns out we had a lot of weddings and engagements. I think December turned out to be, in our little Senate family, the season of romance. And so with that in mind today, I wanted to introduce a special guest. Recently, one of our media friends reported that my very talented chief of staff and very appreciated chief of staff got down on his knee in Washington, D.C. and proposed to a very bright, bubbly, beautiful blonde. And she said yes, and I want to introduce her today with Jennifer Speckman. Please stand up. And Kit, you can stand up too, if you will. Jennifer is a second-year law student at St. Louis University, and the wedding is August the 6th, and we want to give you all our congratulations and best wishes.
Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right on the couch is Tyler Willis, a senior at Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. He grew up in Mount Vernon, Missouri. I've become acquainted with him as he's volunteered and interned over various efforts over the last few years. He's become like a member of our family, a good friend to my wife and I, a good friend to our sons. And it's a pleasure for me to have him here this week to do some celebrating with the people of Missouri and watch the work we're doing in the Senate. I'd ask the body to make him welcome.
Will the guest of the senator from Lawrence please rise for recognition by the Senate? Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 10th, 2011.
Many are the opinion that motion shall prevail. Say aye.